Real people. Real opinions. Real talk radio. The multi-award winning Niall Boylan Show. Ireland's classic hits.
Homeless activists who were occupying a vacant building in Dublin city centre have been evicted by Gardaí this morning. Up to 50 people had been sleeping at Parkgate House, a vacant building near Houston Station in Dublin, for about a month after it was occupied by a group calling itself the Revolutionary Housing League. Now, the group has said it aims to build up branches all over Ireland for a national campaign focused on derelict buildings. Now, organisers have said that the group has had massive support from various charities who've donated everything from kitchen appliances to food and bedding. There are over 180,000 vacant properties across this country. And they say it's just not working for people. They say the housing crisis is getting worse and worse and there needs to be action taken. Now, the owners of this building, called Parkgate House, intend to develop the building for use as rental units and associated amenities. And earlier this month, a court ordered all those living in the building to immediately vacate the premises. This morning, Gardaí enforced that, basically. And last week it was further ordered that anyone refusing to comply with the court order will be brought before the High Court, which we understand has happened today, four people being brought before the High Court. So here's the question we want to ask you, and I'd love to hear from you on this. Our number is 087-188-0008. You can send us a text, a WhatsApp or a WhatsApp voice note to that number. Do you believe that these evictions are warranted, or do you support this type of direct action? Basically moving in to derelict buildings. And as we mentioned, 180,000 vacant properties across the country. You will remember, 6 years ago, I couldn't believe it was 6 years ago, the occupation of Apollo House on Tara Street in Dublin. A load of celebrities got involved at the time. And that came to an end when the courts ordered the clearing of the building. And we're basically asking, do you support this type of direct action? Our number is 087-188-0008. You can send us a text, a WhatsApp or a WhatsApp voice note to that number. So let's speak to people who are directly involved here. And so let me go to Patrick firstly. Patrick, good afternoon and welcome to Ireland's Classic Hits. How are you?
How's it going, Dermot? All good.
So, Patrick, tell me what you've been doing at this particular building for the last couple of weeks.
Right, yeah. For the last 5 weeks, the Revolutionary Housing League has been putting what was formerly a vacant building to use. It's been sitting there for years. It's been owned by Chartered Land for about 4 years now, and it's been sitting there vacant. It's on Parkgate Street, very central location, right by Euston Station. And the Revolutionary Housing League has been putting it to use. They've brought in, as you were saying, brought in a lot of homeless people, refugees, people from all different backgrounds, and were housing them, you know, giving them a place to sleep where they could feel safe and warm. A lot of them had bad stories about how it was in hostels for them and how, you know, hostels were on the streets, but the reality is a lot of them weren't being looked after by the state, and they came to us, and, you know, the RHL was the only one there to look out for them. So that obviously upset the people claiming to own the building. Joe O'Reilly, who's
sorry, hang on. Before you go on, I'm not going to mention any names. We're not going to discuss anybody. I want to just focus on the fact that this isn't your building. You don't own this building. So theoretically, you've no right to put people into that building.
Sure, yeah, according to the current law of the land, but the Revolutionary Housing League doesn't accept that as legitimate.
It's not legitimate to own a building.
Not when it's sitting there vacant while there's people dying on the streets of the city. It's been put to use, and people who would otherwise be out in the cold.
But with the greatest respect, I can buy a car tomorrow and I can park it outside my house and leave it there for the next 10 years and never drive the thing. But that's my business, what I do with my car.
Sure, but the reality is these are major institutional investors. It was a major firm that owns loads of properties across the country, and these are the likes of the vulture funds who buy up properties, and they sit on them and they speculate on them with the hope of selling them off later for a higher price. And the plan for this site is to build luxury apartments, nothing to help the homeless crisis, you know, nothing to alleviate the misery on the street. So I think what the RHL has done is try and actually use this site to help people who are in need.
Okay, tell me a little bit more.
Look after the rich.
Tell me a little bit more about RHL, the Revolutionary Housing League. Where did this group come from?
It's a broad-based housing campaign, a national campaign of activists from all different backgrounds and homeless outreach workers. It emerged with James Connolly House was taken on the 1st of May this year. It was just a vacant property on Eden Quay that was taken over by a number of activists. And out of that, it was decided to build a national campaign and a mass campaign across the country. And so this is just one part of that campaign. And it will go, they've removed the residents from Unachon Euston on Parkgate Street, but more properties will be taken.
More properties will be taken?
Yeah, of course.
Taken? Like taken suggests theft.
Well, we say acquisition. We have a right to take these buildings because the government is currently failing to house people, failing to look after people's basic human rights. And so the Revolutionary Housing League is taking it upon themselves, as the vast majority of the Irish people believe is right, to acquisition these buildings and to put them to use to help people.
Okay, but again, and we can't stress this enough, these buildings aren't yours. You don't own these buildings. You are acquisitioning these buildings.
Well, we reject the right of these billionaires and property developers and property speculators to dominate our country, dominate the economy.
But the point I'm trying to make is you can't just take what's not yours and claim it as yours.
Right. Well, the reality is this isn't somebody's house. This is a big vacant site that's been left sitting there idle for years and years and years. And now it has finally been put to use and it's helped a lot of people as a result of that. So I think we need to wake up and say, do we accept these vultures and these speculators dominating the economy and making life misery for so many people, or are we going to fight back? That's the question we need to ask ourselves as a country.
Okay, so you believe that this is the appropriate way to deal with the housing crisis, to go and take properties that are sitting there vacant?
Well, I think a far better way would be if we had a state that actually took care of this and made sure there was enough houses for everybody that had taxes on vacant properties and looked after people. But the reality is we don't. So we're taking direct action to highlight this issue and to actually help people along the way as well.
Okay, stay there for one second, Patrick, if you can, please. I'd love to hear from you on this. If you want to get involved in this conversation, our number is 087-188-0008. That's 087-188-0008. If you want to send us a text, a WhatsApp, or a WhatsApp voice note. Let me ask you, Patrick, with regard to the group Revolutionary Housing League. Obviously, a lot of us understand exactly what you're trying to do in terms of the homeless crisis that we have. What is your situation? How have you become involved in the Revolutionary Housing League?
Well, that's not so interesting, but I might say that next to me is one of the residents who was came in off the street here, so maybe she
yeah,
could
no,
say
no, but words. But I am still interested in your story and how you became involved.
Well, I'm just an activist who sees how bad the housing crisis has gotten and how it needs to be challenged, and just somebody taking action.
And are you yourself homeless?
No. I'm just somebody who's trying to help.
Okay, stay there. Put me on to Amanda if you can, please. Amanda is one of the people who's been staying there of late. Amanda, welcome to Ireland's Classic Hits.
How are you?
I'm good, Amanda. How are you getting on?
Oh, not bad.
So tell me, Amanda, what's your situation?
Well, I've been homeless for nearly over 11 years. I've been put into hostels and I feared for my life in hostels. I'm not an addict. I'm not a drinker. I've actually been put in hostels that I've stood in dirty blood, that I've seen people like injecting heroin into themselves. Hmm. I've actually seen people smoking crack cocaine, and I don't find it very fair.
No, absolutely. And I have to say, when it comes to the hostels, for somebody like you who isn't a drug user, isn't an alcoholic, to be faced with that sort of thing, just to put a roof over your head is horrendous and shouldn't be happening. So that's your situation. You just refuse to go into these places.
Yeah, and then I've actually found RHL. and I've been living in RHL 3 weeks. And within them 3 weeks, I actually, that's not like, it's not a vacant building, that's their home. Sean Houston is their address. We can go into Sean Houston, we're all the activists, we're RHL, and we can actually go hot, like we get fed, there's hot water, there's heating, we can, like, there's no drugs, like, if permitted on the premises, there was no alcohol permitted on the premises. We could actually go to bed and actually put our heads down and not fear that knife is going to be pulled out on us, or we're going to be, needles are going to be stuck into us. And since
as I said, Amanda, that is what you should be able to have regardless of Revolutionary Housing League. You should be able to have that sort of a night's sleep, basically.
We're in the RHL. I suffer with my mental health, and in the RHL the last 3 weeks, I've actually, my mental health has come much more appropriate, like that. I can actually sit down, we talk, that, like, we have hot water. I can go into bed and wake up with a smile on my face knowing that I'm not in danger. And
so tell me what happened this morning then. The Gardaí...
I was a resident in the Sean Houston house this morning.
Sorry, Sean Houston House. This is Park 8 House, yes?
Yeah, but it's called Sean Houston. It's beside Houston Station.
No, but it's actually called Park 8 House. Isn't that right?
Yeah.
Yes, okay. I just wanted to... No. Don't want to... You may be calling it one thing, but it's actually called Park 8 House. I don't confuse Park our 8. Listeners. Yeah, okay.
So, this morning at approximately 5:30 to 6, the police, the guards, the guard of Shea Connick, ERU and Blackwaters, they actually broke in the back gate. They smashed all the windows. They came in. They've actually arrested 4 residents that has actually been put into police custody at the minute, which at the end of the day, like, this, that's their home. They shouldn't have done that. Like, that was a serious...
But, sorry to cut across you, Amanda. This was a court-ordered raid by the Gardaí.
I understand there was a court order.
And whilst you may have been living in this building for the last number of weeks, as I said to Patrick a moment ago, you don't own this building. RHL doesn't own this building. The owners of this building want to take back possession of that building.
Yeah, but why after so many years would you want to take back that building when the RHL took it over? It's been lying idle for years. If they want to knock this building down and put luxury apartments in it, if that's the case, could they not just have dealt with us and turned around and said to us, right, listen, we know you've been living here, you're safe. They're going to build luxury apartments that's going to be like probably rent a month up to €3,000 a month. Could they not just turn around and say, like, as I said, I've 4 young kids of my own. Could they not just turn around and say, right, we can house a certain amount of people out of here into the apartments they're building?
If it is developed into an apartment complex, let's say, a certain percentage of that complex will have to be set aside for social housing. So there will be some social housing.
I understand that, but as I said, I'm homeless over 11 years and I haven't got no answers of the government, of the Park A Street Homeless, Dublin City Corporation, where when I moved into Park Street or Park A House, I've actually got more intelligence of what it really meant, of who fought for our country. So as we need our country to be back, all we're asking for, we're not asking for miracles to happen, but we're asking that all the homeless to be housed.
Okay, and that's not an unreasonable demand. Most people listening to us now believe everybody who is homeless should be housed. It should be, a lot of people believe, a constitutional right that you be housed. Okay, so
yes.
That's not... The issue here is, and this is what the High Court ordered, is that this isn't your building, it isn't RHL's building, and the courts ordered that it be taken back for the owners.
But the owners didn't care about it over the last couple of years. So why all of a sudden want to just come and take that away from us?
Because people have moved into it.
Yeah, because it was lying idle. It's a factory where we made a home. Like, we actually, the people that act, the residents, the RHL, the volunteers, we all became a family. We can trust each other. In hospitals, we can trust each other. Do you understand? And then it's not that, like, with the rent situation and all, and with all of the prices and all going up, like, there's people out there that's actually working very hard, and the rent is going to get that high that people that's working as hard as they can is going to find it hard to pay the rent, and that's actually going to become homeless themselves. So it's not as if the homeless is going to increase.
Okay, so let me ask you then, Amanda. The Gardaí raided the place this morning. A number of people were arrested, due to appear before the High Court for refusing to get out. What's your situation? Did you get out this morning?
Well, I was brought out by Garda Síochána Conaí, and because I was the only female girl there, they wouldn't arrest me. Where I find that very unfair. We were all together, so we all should have been prisonised together and all brought before the court.
Okay, so how many people were there this morning when the guards arrived?
There was only the people willing. The only people that stayed there was the people that was willing to be arrested.
Okay, so four people were arrested and to appear in the High Court, charged with contempt of court, and that contempt was refusal to abide by a court order from last week, where you were ordered to get out. Isn't that it?
Yeah, we're called up now at the forecourt at 2 o'clock.
Okay, but you're not one of the people. You're the only woman who was there, and you weren't arrested.
No, but I find that very unfair. Where girls is at the end of the day, no matter what, that's neglecting. Like, to arrest four people and for a female girl to be in there, they should have been arrested too. So at the end of the day, it's the guard is wrong on not arresting myself as well as I call them, my family.
Okay, let me ask you then, Amanda, when it comes to the contempt of court proceedings that are going to come before the High Court this afternoon, obviously nothing will happen if those who appear in court purge their contempt and say, we will not go back to that building again. Are you prepared to say that?
No, I'm not prepared to say that. I'm prepared to do what I have to do to get a home for my kids. So no matter what the Garda Síochána Conaí said, no matter what the court say, I'm going to stick by, and whatever buildings have been for what that's been lying idle, I am going
okay,
to
so let me just clarify. Firstly, you, how many children have you got?
I've got four young kids.
And the four kids haven't been staying with you in Parkgate House, have they?
No, unfortunately, I had to ask my mum voluntarily to look after them until I got house. I have a child that has a lung disease.
Okay, so no, that's fine. Okay, so your kids haven't been staying there. You have, but you weren't arrested. You're not appearing in court at 2 o'clock this afternoon.
I will be in the courtroom when this is all being up. Yeah, I will stand up and fight for my rights, because it's very unfair with the way there was five residents in that building, and only four was actually contained, and I was let go.
Yeah, no, that doesn't make sense to me either, I have to say. I can't see why you weren't arrested along with the rest of them.
Yep. So that's the guard.
But again, sorry to cut across you, Amanda. One of the things that the court will insist on is that you purge your contempt, and to purge that contempt, you will not go back into that building again. Are you telling me that you're going to go back into that building today?
If worse comes to worse, I will go back into that building. I will stand up for my rights.
Do me a favour, stay with me for a second if you can, please.
For everybody else on the streets, I will. And no matter what building they tell us to live, I will. One main girl, I will go into, no matter, no one is going to tell me what to do. I will go into what building, even if I attempt the court, I will go and I will go back into them buildings. No problem.
Okay, so at 2 o'clock this afternoon, you will be in the court. You're not appearing in court, but the other four are.
Yeah,
there is let me ask you, Amanda, then. There is the possibility that if the four of them who are appearing in court today refuse to purge their contempt and insist on going back to that building, they will be arrested and thrown in prison. Now, is that a risk worth taking?
Well, that's a risk I'm willing to take.
But you haven't been arrested, so...
No, but I will be going into court and I'm going to actually explain my side. I was a resident in there. I was brought out by the police. So why didn't they arrest me and only the men?
No, I agree. It makes no sense that you weren't arrested when the others were. But again, I'm asking you, are you prepared to go to prison?
I'm prepared to go to prison to stand up for all of the homeless. That at the end of the day, to attempt the court I'm willing to fight for every.
Okay, so where if the four who are due in court say give the judge a commitment that you're not going to go back to that building, the judge most likely will drop the contempt charges, and that will be the end of that. Those contempt charges will result in imprisonment if you go back into that building today, tomorrow, whatever. Now, that's a risk you're prepared to take.
That's a risk I'm willing to take. Imprisonment, at least I know then, at the end of the day, if I go to prison, that means I have a roof over my head. I have 3 meals a day. I'm going to fight until the end. I will go to... Well, everybody that's homeless, as I said, my friend was found dead on Monday outside Pear Street Police Station with a massive heart attack in a tent that was refused from a hostel. She's only in her late 30s, early 40s. Now, that hasn't been published. No, because the Garda Síochána Conaire is just...
Okay, but again, I'm only hearing one side of that story, and it's a story I will look into, Amanda. Okay, no, I take your point. All right. The bottom line is this particular building on Parkgate Street in Dublin, which has been occupied by the Revolutionary Housing League for the last number of weeks, the owners got a court injunction to get you out of there. You're telling me that you certainly, I know you can't speak for the other four, but you will go back into that building and risk going to prison if necessary.
Well, if that's the case, we'll just take other buildings.
You just take other buildings.
We'll take other buildings and I go to prison for 6 years if I have to get my rights and to fight for every homeless person. There's over 10,000 homeless people on the streets of Dublin.
I know,
when is this going to end? We need to build a movement that can challenge this.
Sorry, Patrick. Sorry, Amanda. Hang on, I can't hear both of you. Both on the same line. Sorry, Patrick. Say that again, please.
When is this crisis going to end?
A movement needs to be built, and so the people who've been arrested are willing to say, no, we don't accept...
But again, Patrick, I understand the movement. I understand what you're fighting for. I think most people listening can understand what you're fighting for. But it's this taking something that doesn't belong to you is what people have an issue with.
Well, it's belonging to everybody.
No, it's not. It's not. It's privately owned.
Yeah, it's privately owned. So, but why is... Like, at the end of the day, we understand that.
James Connolly is a big inspiration for many people in the RHL. He said that in exceptional times, called for extraordinary measures. That's what they did in 1916 when they took over the GPO. That was private property too, but they still did it. So we're taking this private property because we're going to put it to use, and we're going to build a housing movement that's actually going to challenge things. The government parties are doing nothing.
Okay, let me ask you then, Patrick.
Anything to seriously tackle the housing crisis.
Okay, let me ask you. Patrick, you're not one of the ones appearing in court this afternoon, I'm assuming.
No.
So what is your advice to the four people who were arrested and are appearing in court? Should they purge their contempt and tell the court that they won't go back to that building again?
That's their decision to make, but I know that at least a number of them will not be doing that.
I assume that if the building has been cleared now, there will be barricades up to prevent you getting back in again. Would that be right?
Yeah, the private security thugs are currently doing that, protected by Gardaí right now on Parkgate Street.
Okay, so you won't be able to get back into the building today, is what I'm saying.
Well, it was they didn't want us to get into the first place, and the RHL got in, so...
And what I'm getting at here is it worth ending up... Because you're not one of the people that could be in prison, Patrick. Is it worth ending up in prison for refusing to abide by a court order? Is that worth going to prison for?
That's the court's decision to make, and I know that all of them have made that commitment. They stayed in. They didn't have to stay in. They knew that the Gardaí were coming, and they said, we are going to stand up because this state of affairs can't go on.
And you weren't there yourself, Patrick?
No.
No. Why was that?
For my own personal reasons. Like, a number of us didn't stay in, and there's a lot of other work to be done. But a number of activists and residents did stay in.
Okay, I've no doubt we're going to be talking to you again in the future, Patrick. I really appreciate both of you taking our call here at Ireland's Classic Hits. Thanks very much. Oh, sorry, go on, Amanda, yep.
Right, the four people that was in prison, one of them was my partner.
And how's he feeling?
He's standing up for his rights. As we say, the police don't recognise us, the courts don't recognise us, so we're not going to recognise the courts.
What do you mean they don't recognise you?
They don't recognise us as human beings, so we're not going to recognise the court.
Sorry, Amanda, but they do clearly recognise you as human beings because four of you have been dragged before the court this afternoon.
I understand that, but if they recognised us, why are they putting us through what they're putting us through now?
Because they evicted you. They evicted you out of privately owned property.
They evicted them back into homelessness onto the wet, cold street.
I understand all of that, but the fact is that there's nothing wrong in this court order. This was a legitimate court order to tell you to get out.
The rules and the laws of the state, which aren't helping homeless people, which isn't actually helping people. It helps the rich. It helps the property speculators and the investment firms. But we have to oppose that.
Okay, so what you're telling me, Patrick, is on behalf of the Revolutionary Housing League, you plan taking more properties. If you can't get back into Parkgate House, you're going to just take more buildings.
We're going to acquisition properties across the whole country to highlight the housing price.
Sorry, acquisition means legally occupy.
Sure, whatever word you want to use, but we use acquisition.
Which is precisely what Russia has done in Ukraine. They've gone in and taken a part of Ukraine that they want because they feel it's their right to have it.
Well, there was people living in Ukraine. It's a totally different situation. This is a vacant, idle building. Nobody was living there. Nobody was using it. And a number of activists and homeless people acquisitioned it and have been putting it to use the last 5 weeks.
Okay. And, Patrick, I appreciate you taking our call. I've no doubt we'll come back to talk to you later on again during the week, okay?
Okay. Brilliant.
Thanks very much indeed. Patrick and Amanda, they are at... we're this morning at Parkgate House. Patrick is from the Revolutionary Housing League. I'd love to get your reaction to this. Our number is 087-188-0008. You can text, WhatsApp, or send a WhatsApp voice note to that number, which is exactly what John just did.
How are you, Niall? People need to, find out from the local TD what are their intentions. Are they going to actually support this climate scam that's destroying the country? Ask your TD and don't vote for them. Go for an independent or something who's, sensible. But these people in power... They're not serving the people and they're serving themselves, and democracy in this country is tainted by them. So I'd advise people, and please God they will, don't vote for any of these climate scam heads because they're destroying Ireland. Good luck.
And a very good afternoon to you. This is Adrian Kennedy in for Niall for the next 2 weeks, and we're in the middle of a conversation about... whether or not you support this sort of direct action with homeless activists occupying vacant buildings. You've just heard them say that they will continue to do this. Even if they don't get back into this building in Dublin, they will continue to at least try. The Revolutionary Housing League is the organisation that took control of this building, Parkgate House. The owners of the building went to court to get them out. The High Court ordered that they be told to leave. Some refused to leave, and the Gardaí raided the building this morning, and four people were arrested who were due to appear in court this afternoon for contempt of court, for not basically abiding by a court order. Now, excuse me, we're asking whether or not you support this sort of direct action, which could lead to prison time for those involved. Brian, you're on Ireland's Classic Hits. How are you, Brian? Hello, Brian.
Hello, Adrian. How are you?
I'm good, thank you, Brian. How are you getting on?
All good, on yourself? I'm all good,
now. Thank you. Now, you yourself, Brian, were recently made homeless. Is that right?
I was made homeless in June, the second week of June, after an arson attack on my home in St. Mary's Park, Limerick City, after speaking out against mental health and homelessness.
You were subject to an arson attack?
It was an arson attack on my car. I had my car in the garden. It was a five-series... It was an 8 grand car. It was in the garden. I woke up at 10 to 4 in the morning with the window open, and there was all the smoke popping in the window. I had the child in the car with me. In the house with me, sorry. And I could smell the smoke, and there was the car up in flames. So I am now homeless at the minute. I'm staying house to house.
Mm-hmm.
I have a missus. She has a child, and we have she's once pregnant. She ended up in hospital after that as well. She was on a three three tubes of water because she wasn't eating, it was a very bad state. You know
okay,
I mean?
Now, obviously she's not here to explain her situation,
but let me ask you then,
terms of your situation, you're now homeless. You have heard the story as we reported it from Parkgate House in Dublin. Do you support that sort of direct action, taking control of buildings that these people do not own?
I support them. I do 100%, because look, homelessness itself is a mental health, and I'm not messing, right? To be homeless, to have nowhere to live in Ireland, is an absolute moral sin. All right, I was homeless, right? I was walking through Lee Estate in Limerick City, right, with bags, right, bags on my hand. I was nearly crying. I had nowhere to go, and I was looking at the water again, and I was already after being through bad mental health, all right, and this was already starting me off again. I goes, look, I'm trying to help myself here, and now I'm being attacked at my home. You know what I mean? But now, it's anyone homeless in this country, right? No one should be made homeless in this country.
I don't think there's any argument with that point, Brian.
Yeah. But I would support anyone that has a roof. And it's illegal. It shouldn't be illegal. Them buildings should be open straight away and put people in them houses. Because I'm standing here right now in St. Mary's Park, right? And I'm looking at 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 houses that have had, they're all locked up. Hmm. They're all boarded up and caged up. Put people into them houses.
Okay, again, I don't think anybody disagrees that even to see a boarded up building at a time where we have is horrendous. But let me ask you then, Brian, because we've just heard what is happening in Dublin. You of a mind to go and take one of those buildings for yourself?
Well, look, put it this way, right? These people obviously, they have no home, okay? They obviously have no home, right?
But you haven't either.
What's that?
You haven't either.
No. But I'm staying on a couch, you know what I mean? So I'm happy with that, all right? I'm happy with that. Look, I have a roof over my head. I'm happy with that, you know what I'm saying? But at the same time, I'm not, do you know what I'm saying? I want my home back, do you know what I mean?
Okay, so at this moment you have somewhere to sleep, but you don't have a home, basically.
Yeah, I don't have a home. I was living over in Australia for 5.5 years. I had a house, I had a pool, I had everything, all right? I had the whole shebang. I came home to Ireland and I fell into a mass depression. I was like, what is going on with this country? It's just houses everywhere that are all locked up, caged up. You know what I mean? It's all down to, it's the people we elect, I think. I think it's the people we elect. We are electing the wrong people. Like, the housing crisis right now, it's actually a crisis.
Okay, but my question is, disagreeing with you that the housing situation in Ireland is a disgrace, okay? Nobody disagrees with that. My question is, do you think that it is reasonable in the face of this housing crisis for a group calling itself the Revolutionary Housing League to go and take buildings, occupy those buildings, and put homeless people into those buildings? Buildings that they don't own.
I agree with them.
Okay.
I agree with them 100%.
Would you... my question to you was, five boarded up houses that you're talking about, would you be of a mind to go and take one of them?
Would I hop into them houses now? Well, they're probably cold.
I'm sure Parkgate House was fairly cold.
One of them is like half burnt. One of them has no roof. No, I mean,
they're boarded up for a reason.
But what if I was homeless? Sorry, if I was on the streets, I would squat anywhere.
Okay, that's really the question that I'm asking. Okay, stay there for 1 second. Joanne, I'm going to take your call straight after the break. There's lots of reaction to this, and we'd love to hear from you. Our number is 087-188-0008. This is Adrian Kennedy with you until 2 o'clock this afternoon, and this is Ed.
Oh yeah, Adrian, in relation to your topic there and the chap on the radio, there's a right and a wrong to this. They're wrong to go into someone else's property because they don't own it. It's trespassing, and as you say, it's a form of theft, taking over someone's building. However, the right part of it, the moral part of it is, these companies, multi-billionaires or whatever, who buy these properties, and they're just sitting there idle for 4 or 5 years. So for me, I agree with what they're doing. I know it's wrong in the law's eyes, but in the morality issue, they're taking people off the street and actually helping people. I mean, if you don't put people in that building, it's just sitting there idle, what, for 4 or 5 years? So I say take it over until eventually there's a high court injunction or whatever and you get kicked out, and then go and target another vacant property and just keep doing that. You know, I'm all for it.
And a very good afternoon to you. This is Adrian Kennedy with you until 2 o'clock this afternoon. We're in the middle of a conversation about what's been happening in a derelict building. Well, a disused building, maybe we should describe it as, in Dublin. The building is called Parkgate House on Parkgate Street. And it has been occupied for the last couple of weeks by a group calling itself the Revolutionary Housing League. Now, we spoke to them. They explained what they're doing, why they're doing it. We spoke to one of the residents from that building. And four people are appearing in court this afternoon for refusing to leave the building, basically, on foot of a court order. We're asking whether or not you support this sort of direct action. Now, Joanne, you're on Ireland's Classic Hits. Hi, Joanne.
Hi, good morning. Hi, now, good morning.
Good afternoon, even.
Yeah. Can I just first say one thing?
You can.
I think people need to understand now that homelessness doesn't mean your typical wino or junkie.
Absolutely.
It doesn't mean that anymore now in Ireland.
And indeed, the people who are have been in Parkgate House are not drug users. And in fact, as you heard from Amanda, it's one of the reasons she ended up there, that she's not a drug user, doesn't want to be in a hostel with people using drugs or drinking or whatever. Yeah. So, I agree with you. And there are many like her.
Yeah. And I was on to Niall back in, I think, April. My own son and his partner were facing homelessness, both working now, no half payments or nothing. They have one child. And that was in April I was on. And they've bidded on houses on the CBL that I could walk 5 minutes from here and see them still boarded up. And this now is going back 6 months ago. The same houses are still boarded up, nobody living in them, right? Now, their landlord at the last minute, because the council didn't care, no one cared where they were going to go, he decided he's going to travel the world for a year and he gave them a reprieve. He could come back tomorrow and say, sorry, you're out. And this is what's wrong here, is our people are being walked all over. Our rights are being walked all over. And it's when times are bad, drastic measures have to happen.
Okay, and those drastic measures include, in your opinion, taking over a building like this that's been sitting idle.
Absolutely. If it's that, or my grandchildren are going to sleep in a tent on the street, then I'm going to support what they have to do. It's time we woke up. We're taking in everybody's problems. Our own people are suffering. We should stand together now and look after people. We have, and I'm,
but again, I said, again, I have to point out, Joanne, that the occupation, and I've looked at photographs from this particular building, and it's set up with tents inside the building, and they've provisions. They've also done some kind of graffiti on the walls and stuff like that. But anyway, the point I'm making is that they have occupied and have been housing, and I use that word in inverted commas, housing these people in a building that's not theirs.
I'm sorry, but years ago I would have agreed with you, but not now. I'm telling you, there is people homeless with children on the streets. They're down side lanes. I'm on a group there, and the stories that I'm reading, I cry every day. People desperately looking for help. They can't feed their families. No one cares. And as I said,
okay, so you believe then, you mentioned about vacant houses or boarded up houses.
Yep.
We heard, for example, about the boarded up houses that man, Brian, was able to see in Limerick. Do you think that people should just barge in?
Well, look at these people's options, right? The girl said it herself. You asked her, what is she going to do? She said, well, if they arrest me, I'll go to jail. You see, when you're passionate about something and you're being wronged and you believe in it, you'll do anything. So I'd be like her. I'd say, well, I'll be housed in jail. I'll get my meals paid, whatever. Whatever it takes that they have to do to highlight this issue that's so big, okay? It's grand for everybody else. that are...
Okay, so essentially what you're saying is it's okay to break the law to prove a point.
Sometimes laws are meant to be broken if they're unjust.
Okay,
and this is
stay there for one second, Joanne. Let me go to Jay. You're on Ireland's Classic Hits. Hi, Jay.
Good afternoon, Adrian.
Well, Jay, the guards raided this building this morning, threw everyone out of it, and though four of them are appearing in court this afternoon, what do you make of this sort of direct action?
No, we can't slip down this road, Adrian. There's rules and regulations in place for a simple reason. Who decides how long a place has to be empty for it to be derelict? I mean, while you're gone on an extended vacation, you're gone for a month, all of a sudden somebody rocks up after 3 weeks.
Now, I did give the example earlier on that if I buy a brand new car and I park it outside my front door for the next 10 years, that's nobody's business.
As long as you have tax on it, it's allowed on the street.
Well, if I have a park in my driveway, I don't even need tax. I can just leave it there.
But what I'm saying is if you're put on the public street, you have to pay your tax. That you can leave that car there to rust away back into the ground. Nothing anybody can say. But these are privately owned.
Okay, but you've heard from a lot of people, Jay, describing how the homeless crisis, and in fact, Joanne just said it there, the homeless crisis is so bad now that it is necessary to break the law to prove the point.
No, so we just decided because something becomes crisis point because of an inept government, we just break the laws. No, that lady there said it's only a problem to her now because her son's directly involved. So if her son was still living in a house, she'd have the different mindset.
That's a good good question, Joanne.
Listen, it's the likes of my son now that's out working, okay? Breaking his back 12 hours a day and his partner that can't even get a deposit together to buy a house. Okay, he's paying somebody else's mortgage.
He's got to just move. Well, that's life. If he can't get a house, if he can't afford to buy his own house, he's going to be paying somebody else's mortgage. That's what rent is all
about. That's fine. At least he's a roof over his head.
You're encouraging him to break the law, though. So, because something doesn't
hang on a minute. If my grandchild is going to freeze to death in a tent,
sorry, Joanne, the point he was making is until this happened to your own son, you would have had a very different view on it. Look, I'm way out of time. We might squeeze in one or two more in the next hour because we've a lot to get through on the programme. Joanne and Jay, thanks very much indeed for your calls.
Adrian, with all that fight and anger she has in her voice, by the way, why doesn't she and a couple of the others in there go out and get a job and rent a place together? Yeah, instead of putting all this fight and anger out the way she is, why don't three of them, four of them pull together? They'll have enough money then, hopefully, to get a place together. Just mightn't be ideal, but it's better than nothing.
All right, Joanne, thanks very much indeed.
Sorry, I can't come on the air. Just wanted to say, though, can you imagine being in that state where you have nowhere to live? I'm fortunate enough that I do have a house. But these people have no place to live and they have a government that will not help them. So, fair play to them.
All right, and let me just squeeze in one more for now.
Who's to say that they're not right? At least they're doing something for people who are finding themselves cold and homeless on the streets here and people with no accommodation. At least they're doing something, which is more than the current government are doing. The government are doing feck all. So, I mean, good luck to them and they're doing it and... all the best to them.
Now, Tommy, you would have in the past said that they were wrong to do what they've been doing in occupying this building, but something has changed your mind. What is that something?
I tell you, you just see this getting worse and worse and worse the whole time. And unless somebody does take any action, then no action will happen. Not with this government, anyway. And I don't support what they're doing, but I think they are good people. They might have their ladder up against the wall, the wrong wall, so to speak, but at least they are doing something. What should really happen is that big buildings like that that are sitting idle, that are dry inside and are that are suitable for accommodation should be requisitioned by the government.
Yeah, maybe so. That would be legally.
Yeah. You see, the problem that faces that particular company that own that building is that the insurance company will no longer give them insurance for it. Therefore, if there's an accident in it and somebody's injured or killed, that company is directly responsible for it.
You've reminded me of something that I actually had in my head to ask them earlier on when I was talking to them, but it is a question I will ask again about, you know, what happens if somebody is injured on in a property that is being illegally occupied?
Well, therein lies the story. It's the owners of the building that will be responsible for it.
Hmm.
You know, so I can't blame the people that own it, but the law is an ass in this country. And you know, big buildings that are sitting there like that are suitable. And, you know, there's plenty of them around the place. They should be requisitioned by the government and turned into proper accommodation and security provided in the accommodation. This is one of the problems that happened not so long ago with a very large charity, that they provided the funding and flats were built, but the county council wouldn't provide the security for them.
And again, like I said, I'm sorry I didn't ask that question of them earlier on, but what I'm hearing from you is you believe that a grouping like the Revolutionary Housing League that we spoke to earlier on, you believe that their heart is in the right place. You don't necessarily agree, though, with occupying buildings.
I believe that their heart is in the right place, and that fundamentally they're in the right. Fundamentally, and they're very good people, and they shouldn't be.
Okay, but what they're doing is illegal. Basically, there's no other way around it.
That's they say the law is an ass, but we're the ones that make the law. Okay,
again, as I said, much and all as it annoys a lot of us to see derelict buildings or boarded up buildings or whatever, if I own a building, I am entitled to do with that building what I choose.
Yes, that's what the law stipulates. And that's the law of the land. And we need law in the country, because otherwise we'd just all run around willy-nilly doing whatever we want.
Okay, but this grouping, the Revolutionary Housing League, are running around willy-nilly saying that they're going to acquisition more empty buildings around the country. Acquisition
well,
is the word.
Running around willy-nilly, they actually have a purpose and a point.
But the purpose and the point is to break the law.
Well, I don't think the purpose and the point is to break the law. I think what they're doing there is they're drawing attention to the fact that this country, the housing crisis in this country, is an absolute disaster and a mess. And unless something is done about it very rapidly, the thing is going to descend into absolute horror. And I mean, it already is. All you have to do is walk through the streets of Dublin in the mornings and look at the number of people living in doorways.
It's horrendous. It really is. I agree.
We're back to, you know, the slums. We've gone backwards instead of forwards, and we've all these buildings sitting around the place because planning permission takes so long to go through and all the rest of it. But you know, the simple thing would be is that certain large buildings like this one that are sitting idle should be requisitioned, then the assurance could be paid on them and people could be living in them quite happily.
Okay, but I'm going to read a message that just came in a second ago, and it says, if people are okay with them breaking into empty sites, then they're presumably okay with this Revolutionary Housing League breaking into people's homes and using up their empty bedrooms. The point,
not
but
the same thing. That's,
but
that's,
it is.
That's
it
nonsense,
is.
Amy,
okay,
so
I could live in a 5-bedroom house, and 4 of the bedrooms might be empty. But that's up to me.
But you're still living there. You're still living there. It's your home. Maybe you have family that come visit you from time to time. Whatever. What I'm talking about is houses that are not houses, but buildings like these very large buildings. I mean, there's lots of them all over the place. You know, if you look at the old school in Ballyfermot, it's sitting idle this years and years. You know, and it's a huge, and it's very suitable for, because it's all classrooms. Mm. So we're not talking about people's houses here. That's not the point.
Well, the conversation has been had of in the last couple of years about forcing, for example, elderly people out of their big houses because half of it is sitting there doing nothing.
Well, I'm sure there's lots of elderly people living in houses that'll freeze to death this winter because they'll won't be able to afford the heating in them because they're huge big houses and nothing has been done about it.
No, that's true. All right, let me just stay there for a second. I want to just squeeze in one last call. John, you're on Ireland's Classic Hits. Hi, John.
Yeah, hi. Thanks for having me on.
Now, John, you were, when you moved to Ireland, homeless, is that right?
Yeah, unfortunately, I moved with my Irish wife. She wanted to bring up the babies over here for a better life. So we did that. We went into a homeless shelter, complete hovel, south side of Dublin. We're flea-bitten. She lost a child over it. So, you know, a horrible situation to be in, and my heart goes out to anyone that lives in a homeless house. It's a horrible, horrible place to live. Got money from the government for like what is now known as the HAP scheme.
Okay, yeah.
And basically, from there, got myself a job. Wanted to, after a period of time, wanted to obviously better ourselves, get a home. Couldn't afford where we lived, so we moved further away where we could live and buy a house. And that's about 18, 20 years ago now.
All right, very good. So but let me ask you then your opinion on groupings like this Revolutionary Housing League taking property and occupying property that is privately owned.
I don't agree with them taking someone else's property, regardless of whether it's a vulture fund or anyone else. It's just not right. It is, as you said, it is theirs. However, what I would say in their defence is, as there is a shortage, if these people aren't just waiting for the profits or the house prices to go up for the right kind of market, then why are the government not taxing empty buildings that are owned by, for instance, vulture funds, and making money there that they can give to the homeless? It's a disgrace.
I wouldn't disagree with any of what you've just said. What I'm hearing from you is you obviously think that these people have been almost forced into this situation.
Yeah, they definitely are. Yeah. I mean, no one wants to be homeless. Therefore, if there is an empty building, I can't blame them whatsoever, because I'd rather be in a squat than in one of those homeless shelters. Being there, no.
And I've spoken to many people who've been in some of the hostels, and they sound horrific, and nobody should have to live in those conditions either. I agree with you. All right, let me just squeeze in a couple more messages that have come into us on this. This is Robbie, who sent us this voice note.
I've never heard anything so stupid in my entire life. That two people can come on the radio and claim that they want to just invade somebody else's private property because it's their right. I would love to know where they get their rights from. And I think it's absolute insanity. And I would love you to play this over the radio, over the airwaves, so somebody can hear this. I think it's absolute insanity that somebody can turn on and claim somebody else's private property based on them being a useless, lazy bag of shit.
Ooh, say it as it is there, Robbie. David.
Oh my God. Everybody wants a house or a home. Not everybody wants to pay a penny towards it. It turns my stomach. That Patrick sounds like a spoilt brat. Sounds like the ringmaster in a circus now. That is the truth. Bottom line of it is they don't own the building. Yeah, the country might be in dire straits. But please, please tell him to stop comparing himself or the situation there in near Houston Station to anything that remotely resembles the 1916 rising.
All right, David, thank you. John.
Hi, Adrian. I think I don't necessarily agree with the method of what they're doing, but it definitely is drawing more attention to a major problem. And for me, the major problem is the big corporate vulture funds who are coming in, acquiring these buildings and sitting on them. Or in the cases of people trying to buy houses, you know, the corporate vulture funds that are actually building their own housing portfolio and are outbidding people. And this is in turn driving up the cost of the properties, the cost of rental, because they're controlling it. And this is all facilitated by rules and regulations put in by the government. So, you know, to me, there's a big problem there. And, you know, the problem is partially with the government too, with the ones who are owning large swathes of properties. So, you know, like I said, don't agree with the method necessarily, but something has to be done. Something definitely has to be done to force the government's hand to make a change. All the best. Take care.
All right, John. Thank you very much indeed. And one final message from another John, who's not happy with me and my view on homelessness, apparently.
Yeah, good afternoon, Adrian. I agree with your last caller there. You know, the government should do something. And just another thing, it just seems that you don't care about the homeless. You're running them down there since you came on the show. And I don't think it's right. You know, you should be fighting for the homeless, not giving out about them on live radio. That's just my opinion. Thank you, Adrian. Bye.
John, I don't know if you were listening to the programme. Can you give me one example of how I ran down homeless people? One? All I did say was what they were doing in this building is illegal. Occupying a building that you don't own is illegal. How's that running down homeless people? I didn't give any opinion on homeless people at all, John. So maybe you want to listen back to the podcast later on and see that I didn't actually.
Real people, real opinions, real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show.